USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new British study shows that those infected with the Delta variant of the coronavirus are twice as likely to be hospitalized than someone struck by the Alpha variant. The study analyzed more than 40,000 infections, with less than 2% of those coming in people who were fully vaccinated. Dr. Stanley Perelman is a professor of microbiology and immunology at the University of Iowa and tells CBS News that while the movement of the Delta variant has been hard to predict, health officials know that vaccinations are the best way to fight it.
In other countries, the Delta variant, which is the one that's sweeping across the U.S., actually stopped spreading after a period of time for reasons that we don't understand in other countries such as India. So we don't really understand all the dynamics of the virus, but what we do know is that this one is more contagious, and because of that, people have to be just more careful doing all the things that will prevent theirs getting sick.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Thousands of Afghan evacuees have begun arriving in the U.S., with thousands more being sent to military facilities in Bahrain, Germany, Kuwait, and Qatar to await processing. Former Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says that it's the speedy vetting of that group of evacuees that has him worried. He tells Newsmax TV that the U.S. forces in Kabul are trying to get people out fast, which doesn't give them enough time to complete thorough screening.
Their mission is to put people on planes as fast as they can. I've been in the government for a long time. I've been in operations where the goal was to do something fast, and I guarantee you when you do that, something falls through the cracks. I don't think we should be doing that in this situation when we're actually taking people from a complete failed terrorist state that is an operating base for terrorists. Look, something is going to fall through the cracks when your goal is to do it fast. I have not heard one thing that gives me confidence that they're doing the vetting process. Hey, look, and right now what they're doing is, hey, we're just going to dump them in America and then we'll figure it out from there. That's not the right way to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Tons of Italian-style meats are being recalled for possible salmonella contamination. Wendy King reports.
The CDC has identified a brand of Italian meats linked to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The agency said the illnesses were linked to Fratelli Beretta brand prepackaged uncured antipasto trays with the best-by dates on or before February 11, 2022. Fratelli Beretta brand products are sold nationwide in vacuum-sealed plastic packages. A total of 36 people across 17 states fell ill and 12 were hospitalized in outbreaks of two strains of salmonella. The CDC recommended that consumers throw away the affected products and other prepackaged Italian-style meats if they're unsure of the brand. They also suggested that consumers wash any items, containers, and surfaces that may have touched the products using hot soapy water or a dishwasher. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the college football season kicked off Saturday with a handful of games. The Brett Bielema era at Illinois began with a 30-22 win over Nebraska. Artur Satowski threw for a pair of scores as the Illini started Big Ten play with a win for the first time since 2015. Fresno State routed UConn 45-0. Bulldogs quarterback Jake Haner threw for 331 yards and three scores. And UCLA handled Hawaii 44-10. Zach Charbonnet rushed for 106 yards and three touchdowns in the Bruins' win. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.